Resources Committee to order. Let the record reflect that it is 3:30 p.m. on Friday, April 5th, 2019. Present are Vice Chair Coghill, Senator Geisel, Senator Keel, Senator Kawasaki, and myself, Chairman Birch, Senator Bishop, and Senator Reinbold are excused. Please silence your cell phones, and we only have one item on today's agenda, and that would be SB 95, the Alaska Railroad Corporation land transfer. This is by Senator Coghill. Please note that the previously scheduled SB 91, the Noyakuk River hydroelectric site, was removed from the agenda because the bill's sponsor is out of town today. On regarding SB 95, although this is the first hearing of the bill, in light of time considerations, the sponsor will highlight in just a minute here that as far as the time consideration, it's my intent to move SB 95 today, barring any strong objections or issues being raised. With that, we'll have the bill sponsor, Vice Chair Coghill, and his staff, Reneva Moss, explain the bill. Mr. Vice Chairman, the floor is yours.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman, and thank you, committee members, for hearing Senate Bill 95. I'm going to let Reneva Moss, my chief of staff, do most of the talking, but this actually was brought to us by the Whittier Manor Condominium Association. It's been a 10-year discussion between Whittier City, the Condominium Association, and the Alaska Railroad. It was not brought to us by the railroad, even though the railroad property is the issue. It was brought to us by the Condominium Association. And I think they, after 10 years of negotiating, have come up with a very good solution. So I'm going to let you have Reneva Moss speak to the solution and then those who testify.
Reneva?
For the record, Reneva Moss, staff to Senator Coghill. First of all, I'd like you to go into your packets and find this picture and take it out and tear it up. When I started researching this, I Googled Whittier condominiums, and it gave me the address 100 Kenai Street, which is Baggage Towers, we just discovered. Trevor and I have been on a scavenger hunt. So this picture here is Whittier Manor, and we've also provided you with a map that shows on the bottom left-hand side where Baggage Towers is, and then Trevor has circled the building midway through the map towards the top that is actually Whittier Manor. But on February 15th of 1980, Whittier Manor entered a lease with the Railroad Corporation. At that time, it was federal. It was a 40-year lease. And then in 1983, President Reagan approved the transfer of the railroad to the state of Alaska. And in 1985, the railroad was officially transferred. So the Alaska Railroad Corporation became the landlord of the manor. And then a few years later, they entered a management contract with the city of Whittier to manage the railroad properties in Whittier. So that's why the city of Whittier is a party in this discussion also, because they need to be made whole with the contract that they had with the railroad. So over a 10-year period, yes, there have been discussions, and finally they have come to terms. You'll find a resolution from the railroad and a resolution from the city of Whittier, and we have online one of the board members of the condo association. But as Senator Coghill said, we were approached by the Whittier Manor Condominium Association. They're nearing the end of this lease. There's several issues here. First of all, because the land doesn't belong to them, the value of their condominiums isn't as high as it could be. Also, because they're now 39 years old, this structure, it's in need of deferred maintenance and improvements. And without the land in their name, it can't be used as collateral. So this will give them something that's bankable so that they can make the repairs. And then last of all, this is a 58,000 square foot lot. It was appraised at $170,000. So that is, and that's what the purchase price is. So that $170,000 land structure now becomes something that the city of Whittier can tax with the property taxes. So we're getting land into private ownership, improving the land, and probably raising the value of the tax base for the city of Whittier.
Great. That concludes your testimony. You're finished. Any questions from committee members? Senator Teal.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Couple questions. Ms. Moss, looking at the letter from the attorney and the resolution, I got confused. What's ending in 2020? What's ending in 2033?
Through the chair, Senator Keel, from what I understand, the city offered the condo association an extension of a 13-year lease. So they would rather own the land than to have a 13-year lease because that is not bankable.
The other question, I saw in the city's resolution a split of the price between the city to compensate for its leasehold interest and the railroad. The bill says the railroad may accept cash equivalent to the fair market value of the land.
Yes.
So does that mean?
Through the chair, that means that the railroad will reimburse the city for the share that they own to get out of the management contract.
So just so I understand the numbers, if I may, Mr. Chairman, it's worth, it's appraised at 170. So the railroad is going to end up with how much in its pocket, and the city's going to end up with how much in there?
I'll have to go through the lease or the resolution. I believe it's in there, but it is cut.
I would note that we do have individuals from the Alaska Railroad, the City of Whittier, and the Whittier Condo Association online and available to answer questions.
That would probably be better, Mr. Chair. I know it's in one of these resolutions. There's a certain percentage that goes to the city and a certain percentage that goes to the railroad. But because the railroad is engaged in the management contract, it's up to the railroad to pay the city.
I believe Senator Giesel has a referral here.
It's the resolution 2019-04, dated March 21 of 2019, and it's on page 2. It looks like it's the third whereas from the bottom. Between ARRC and the city of between 42.2 and 43.4 to ARRC and 56.6 to 57.8 to the city. I think that might be the answer.
That's correct.
Great. Thank you. Any additional questions?
No, I think I understood Ms. Moss to say the railroad will accept the full 170 and then the railroad will pay the city its share. So that covers my question about how the bill language worked. I think
Great.
It works.
Any other questions? Senator Giesel.
Mr. Chairman, this is for the sponsor of the bill. Not meaning anything negative, Senator Coghill, but are you sure that the description of the property is accurate?
Mr. Chairman, could I put on the record that Senator Coghill is not the person who made the mistake? It was me.
Regardless, it is accurate, though.
Yes.
We're good with that, right?
Okay. Mr. Chair, I double-checked.
Okay, good. Thank you.
Great. Okay. No additional questions here. We will move on to invited testimony, and we have Barbara Blakely, then Brent Cole, Jim Hunt, and Jim Kubitz lined up for invited testimony. First, I believe we have Ms. Blakely. Go to you. Please identify yourself for the record and your affiliation and proceed.
Good afternoon. My name is Barbara Blakely, and my husband Norm and I reside on the Kenai Peninsula. We also own a condominium in the quaint Whittier Manor complex that sits on the bay just above the railroad yard in Whittier, and I serve on the Whittier Manor Condominium Association Board as its vice president. We are so happy to be at the point of giving testimony before this committee. Our association has been working for years to purchase the land that Whittier Manor sits on from the Alaska Railroad Corporation. It's been a long uphill climb, but finally all parties agree to the sale of the property to the association. I know you have a letter in your packet from our attorney, Brent Cole, and Ms. Moss has given you some particulars and some history. But I'd like to reiterate a few points. The process we've gone through has been extremely complicated due to the master lease agreement between the City of Whittier and the Alaska Railroad Corporation, whereby as some of the Alaska Railroad Corporation leases in Whittier expire, the management of the leases will be assumed by the city. And ours is one of those leases, and it is set to expire on December 31st this year. Well, we could see the writing on the wall and have been, as I've said, trying to purchase the land for the past 10 to 15 years. In the past, the railroad would always say, we have to talk to the city, and the city would always say, we have to talk to the railroad, and it went on and on. A year or two ago, with the end of our current lease fast approaching, we finally got our point across to the railroad and its board, and from that point on, they have been most helpful. We have come to an agreement with all three entities for the Whittier Manor Association to purchase the land from the railroad. All we need now is for the Alaska legislature to sign off on the deal. I would like to urge you to do so and do so as quickly as possible. A large percentage of the year-round population of Whittier reside in the manor. It's a beautiful little town, and my husband and I love to go enjoy our condo as often as possible. The association has a couple of condos in the manor that we would like to sell, and there are also two or three other condos in the 100-unit complex that are up for sale. With the lease set to expire, it is impossible for anyone to obtain financing, so as you can imagine, sales are not too great. The owners have seen their investment lose value over the years because of this lease situation. We've come to an agreement that will be beneficial to all parties involved, and we would really appreciate your consideration in helping us get this passed as quickly as possible. I'd like to thank Senator Coghill for introducing the bill and also to thank our own Senator Peter Michicki for co-sponsoring the bill. All of your help will be most greatly appreciated. Thank you.
Thank you very much for your testimony this afternoon, Ms. Blakely. I don't see Brent Cole online, but let's go to Jim Hunt, City Manager of Whittier. Jim, are you there?
Yes, I am.
All right.
Thank you very much, the co-chair, vice chair, committee, and, you know, my friends that I've worked with, you know, on that board, you know, over the years. As the testimony by Ms. Moss, and again, I want to thank Senator Coghill and Senator Michicki and Ms. Moss for this hard work and basically fast-tracking this. It's been a difficult process. I was in Seward for 7 years, and I landed in Whittier at an opportune time to be able to participate in this. I think I could speak for, you know, the manor, Mr. Cole, the firm that worked for the city, that everybody came together, you know, for the good of the now landowners, hopefully will be landowners there in Whittier, and just like to straightforward ask for your support for this and move this forward, you know, because this is kind of the last chance, you know, for this to happen. It's like they said, Ms. Watts, this has been 10 years in the making. And I would like to point out a little more accurate detail. In the city's resolution, there is, I believe, if I remember correctly, an accurate division or percentage resulting from the sale.
Great. Well, thank you very much for your...
Thank you for your service, and I hope we move this forward, you know, to the benefit of the good people in Whittier.
Thank you very much for your testimony this afternoon, Mr. Hunt. Appreciate your efforts on behalf of your residents. Next, we have Jim Kubitz with the Alaska Railroad on our list of invited testimony. Jim, are you there?
Yes, I am, Mr. Chairman.
All right.
Yeah, this is Jim Kubitz, Vice President of Real Estate for Alaska Railroad. We're just here today with a small group to lend our support to this legislation. It's been described as a sort of a long, you know, a long process, but it turned out, I think, to everyone's benefit. So we're here to answer any more questions that anyone may have and to support this.
Great. Well, thank you very much for your efforts and on behalf of the good people in Whittier, Jim, and appreciate your availability. I would note that Brent Cole did provide a letter that's in your packet that basically summarizes his engagement with respect to this transaction. If you have any questions, that does conclude our invited testimony, and at this point we'll go ahead and open public testimony for SB 95. Here we go. And we'll start with the folks in the room, and I think, let's see, I believe we have Vicki. Is there a Vicki? Oh, wait, let's see here.
No.
Oh, there we go. Okay, there you are. Thank you. Vicki Jo Kennedy, representing yourself.
And the Grandma Brigade.
All right, Grandma Brigade. Come forth and put your name in the record and proceed.
Yes.
Thank you.
Yeah, Vicki Jo Kennedy. My home is Kodiak Island, but I'm currently here in Juneau. And I did also testify on the house side of the railroad land transfer, but I got a feeling this one's a little different. This was the land transfer I was talking about, and they were talking about was the one in Fairbanks. This one looks like this is the Whittier part of it. So, yeah, I'm all for it. You know, anything this state can unload right now and make some money off of, let's do it. So, but anything the DOD can pay for, let them pay for it. Because I understand it was originally an Army barracks. I used to do the tours down that way. And there's been a lot of stuff going on down there. So thank you for your service, all of you.
Well, thank you very much for taking the time to testify this afternoon, Ms. Kennedy. Next, we have online, I should say, we have a Kenai LIO. We have a Norm Blakely. Norm, are you there?
Yes, sir. Hi. I appreciate the opportunity to testify. My wife pretty well summed most of this up. Only thing I could say to it is there. I don't see any reason why there should be any resistance to this. All parties that are involved agree to this. It's been a long, almost impossible venue that we've went through, and I just would appreciate that you pass this out of committee, get it sent on, and that we can bring this to a resolution. And thank you for your help.
Thank you for your testimony this afternoon, Mr. Blakely, and your perseverance. See, I don't see anyone else online that's signed up to testify, and I don't see anyone else in the audience. So with that, we will close public testimony. Are there any further questions or comments?
I have one.
Senator Kawasaki?
Yes, if... Mr. Kubitz from the railroad is still available.
Stand by. Jim Kubitz, are you still online?
Yes, I am.
I believe Senator Kawasaki has a question for you.
Sure. Thank you, Mr. Kubitz, for being online. This is a very thorough process here and a very thorough resolution on behalf of the Board of Directors. There's a couple whereases I had a question on. It says, whereas the Board of Directors specifically and expressly finds the property is not currently necessary for railroad purposes, but might become so or in the future, sale of land to the association would be made, or would be, if made subject to the retention of ARC, of certain rights to repurchase and or redeem the property in the best interest of the state. Can you just explain what that means?
Certainly. Through the chair, Senator Kawasaki. This property is immediately adjacent to our rail yard in Whittier. As most of you know, if you've been there, you know, Whittier is pretty much a rail yard, has been for a long time with the community growing up around it. But this is right next to it. And long-range planning in the engineering department of the railroad has always identified this as a potential expansion area. Do we have anything planned right now for it? No, we don't. But we really wanted to just hold that back, that possibility of expanding if someday we ever did need it. And we negotiated that with the city and the condominium owners in a way that they would get compensated handsomely if, in fact, the railroad ever needed to expand the yard. So that's really what it's that is about. Normally, we wouldn't have anything like that in there because oftentimes our property may not be adjacent to a potential operational area, but in this case, it is. So that's why that was inserted.
Great. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Any additional questions? Ms. Moss?
Mr. Chairman, I just wanted to put on the record for clarification for Senator Keel's question and the mention of the city resolution. It does say the proceeds between Alaska Railroad and the city of city of Whittier would be 42% to the railroad and 58% to the city.
Thank you for that clarification. Hearing no additional questions or comments, we'd entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I move Senate Bill 95, version 31LS0678, /uniform, from this committee to the next with individual recommendations and attached zero fiscal note.
Okay. Is there any objection? Seeing no objection, then SB 95 moves from committee, and we'll take a brief at ease to sign the paperwork. back on record. The next Resources Committee meeting will be on Monday, April 8th, when we'll take up SB 51, Natural Resource Water Nomination / Designation. My intent is to take up amendments on the bill, so please get those to my office no later than 3:30 p.m. on Sunday. With that, this meeting is adjourned at 3:52 p.m.